Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thanks. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. And wow, we are on the cusp of Thanksgiving. December's going to be here. And so lots to talk about. We'll just get started again with the Perry Lighted Holiday Parade. I know you talked about this last week and stuff, but there were some things you wanted to mention, go over last year's winners, and then there was a little, I guess, incentive that I'll let you reveal as well.
Yeah, that's right. So really excited about our lighted parade coming up next Friday, November 29th. This is a fun annual tradition to kick off the holiday season. I have to mention my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. So okay. The fact that this is such a big weekend with activities, I just love it. So you've got your time with your family for Thanksgiving. The very next day is the lighted parade and then Small Business Saturday right after that. So just really excited about this time of year. So for the lighted parade, it's at 7 p.m. We always do this the day after Thanksgiving. So this year is Friday, November 29th, 7 p.m. And then for those that are interested in participating, we begin lineup at 6 p.m. So just be aware of the street closures downtown. We'll start closing it off with barricades earlier in the afternoon, and then it'll be closed for the parade so that we can keep everything safe and have space for the parade. So for folks that are interested in participating, they just need to know that 6 p.m., show up, get lined up. We'll help get you situated. Are you playing music? Are you not playing music? You know, all of that fun stuff. And really encourage people to come out and participate in this, both as the spectators side of things, that's just really fun for holiday spirits and kicking off the holidays, but then also for participating, there's a little extra incentive with prizes. So we have a sponsor this year with Matt and Shanda Karsten's Family Foundation, and they are really boosting up the level of prizes that we have this year. So in years past, it was, here's $150 split between the top three. This year, third place is $150 all by itself, and then $250 for second place and $350 for first place. And so it's the biggest, the brightest, you know, the best, however you want to say it, for the prizes for the parade floats. So last year, Showtime Dance was third, BTWI was second, and Rainbow International was first. So they all really went all out with their lights and their blow-ups and their vehicles and people walking in it. And so it's just really fun to see the holiday spirit come out with this kind of event, with a parade. So just encourage people to think about doing it. Put some lights on your vehicle or get a sign or just walk it. Hand out candy canes, whatever you want to do. Really, the only rule is that there's no like tossing of items from vehicles just because it's dark. We want everyone to stay safe so people can walk and hand things out. But unlike the 4th of July where people are tossing things, we avoid that for the lighted parade. So again, next Friday, 7 p.m., come on downtown for the lighted parade. Afterwards, go check out the Hotel Pat T. Santa will be there. So it's a really fun experience for the kiddos to meet Santa and, you know, all of that. And it's just, again, it just kicks off the holiday season. And it's just a really fun event for downtown Perry to be, you know, lit up with activity.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's really going to be exciting. Do businesses need to contact the chamber if they're interested?
So there's no pre-registration required, but if people would like to participate, there's an option on our community calendar on the website to pre-register. That just helps us with contact information afterwards so we can kind of keep track and say thanks. But then, you know, if you win a prize, yeah, then we have your contact information. So we'll do like kind of a check-in at the lineup, but just be sure to be coming from first onto Otley or from the south that we can get you pointed in the right direction after the fire trucks and all of that fun stuff.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that is going down a week from today. So thanks for highlighting that, Lindsay. And then, of course, the next day, you know, is Small Business Saturday, and Perry is celebrating as well.
Right. So, I mean, all across the nation, Small Business Saturday has been going on since, I think, right around like 2010, maybe. I mean, it's been going on for years. And so this is just an activity to remind folks to shop local and small independent businesses during the holiday season. It's pretty easy to go to a big box store or click and order online and have it delivered. But just that reminder that these small businesses are here supporting our community year round. And this is the, hopefully not just one day, but one day in particular to really come out and support small businesses. So Small Business Saturday, always the Saturday after Thanksgiving. We have a number of our retailers and restaurants that'll be open with some specials, just really kicking off the holiday season, like I said. And then we have a special promotion for Perry Bucks going on as well. So also sponsored by the Karstens Family Foundation, we are providing a BOGO Perry Bucks promotion. So that's buy one, get one, up to $25 per person. Come down to the Perry Perk 9 a.m. to noon or until supplies run out. I'll be selling Perry Bucks there. They come in $5 and $10 increments, so bring cash, and we will get some Perry Bucks. So you can buy as many as you want to, you know, as little as $5, as much as however much you want to buy, okay. But $25 per person is matched for free. So just a nice chance to get out there, turn around, and go spend them that day at small businesses or have them for the holiday season for other shopping or stocking stuffers or employee gifts or prizes, you know, whatever you want to do with them, they're a great option.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, wow. So thanks for going over all that. And so how are we looking with other activities going on in town?
Yeah. So, I mean, be thinking about the Tinsel Trot also next Saturday during Small Business Saturday. Lots of holiday open houses going on. There's the Mobile Food Pantry tomorrow, actually, different bake sales. Night before Thanksgiving, soup supper. So plenty of activities going around this time of year.
Awesome. Okay. Well, yeah, there's a load to do. And again, the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, always outlines everything. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.